Zoning for the next phase of Innisfil Executive Estates has been approved by council, but not before councillors were convinced the concerns from area residents had been addressed. Phase 2, located at 299 Sunnybrae Avenue, will see 21 single detached lots created along a cul-de-sac, backing onto the Metrolink's right-of-way for the Barrie line of GO Transit. Construction is not expected to begin before the second half of 2023. The Stroud development is in the ward represented by Count Ken Isis, who wanted to ensure the questions he heard both at the public meeting on the proposal in 2020 and from his constituents were addressed before proceeding. Once Isis got confirmation that the vacant lot 19 from the first phase of development wouldn't be used for additional construction access to the second phase, he turned his attention to the money being provided by the developer in lieu of parkland. Just as with Phase 1, cash in lieu of parkland will be provided to the town as part of the draft approval process with the developer. Land use manager Mary Nordstrom explained this provides a town-wide benefit as money from any development could be utilized where best needed. Under the Land and Lakes Master Plan, upgrades to parkland in Stroud are being looked at, and the money from this development could go there, she said. There isn't a guarantee, funds will be spent in Stroud. But, we think Stroud will be well served by parks, added Leo Deloitte, Director of Growth. But specifying that cash in lieu provided by any development must stay in a specific community is not something the town is about to stipulate. Mayor Lynn Dolan said such a move could be a dangerous precedent. Then you get Alcona saying, we don't want any of our money going anywhere, and then you get Lefroy saying it and Churchill saying it, Dolan said. Then, the treasurer's office is managing 14 different accounts for park dedications and all divvied up. You don't have the mass you need to do the big projects, because there are bits in each pocket. The proximity to the rail line was also a concern Isis brought forward. Even with the additional 12-meter buffer, which was requested to address safety concerns and not to provide right-of-way for the twinning of the Barrie line, and fencing being erected, he wanted to gauge the comfort of town staff that the new residents of this development won't be unduly impacted by the trains. The subdivision has been designed to create as much separation between the lots and the rail line as possible, Nordstrom said, adding there will also be noise clause warnings for future purchasers. That might not make any difference, suggested Deputy Mayor Dan Davidson. I understand it's going to be in their deeds, but let's face it, a lot of people don't read their deeds, he said. We've dealt with this down in Lefroy. They move into the house and the next thing you know we have a complaint, and they want to stop the whistles. Davidson called on area real estate agents to make their clients fully aware of the potential impacts to their property when moving into a home, new or otherwise situated near the rail line. Regardless, he anticipated that in 2 years, requests to cease the train whistles and reports of homes shaking will come forward. It's unfortunate that we have developments so close to the tracks, but it seems to be the norm, Davidson said. So, be prepared.